Haydock. I should say this is Haydock. This is Haydock Brighton, Emlyn House, Hunt Farm Road. An arms company, they make all the nuts and bolts. People tend to think that the arms trade are all the guns and the bits that go bang, but it's all the nuts and the bolts that make things work, or the clutch plates and the release mechanisms, and they're just as important as the bit that goes bang. If this company is making release mechanisms for bombs, without the release mechanism, you haven't got a plane that can drop a bomb. What you've got is a plane with a bomb strapped to it, and it can't drop it. Annual general meeting when shareholders weren't allowed in case they disrupted it, which is probably illegal, and a court case is being prepared for it. You know, you've got Brian down in Parliament Square. The government have brought in an act to turf him off his pitch protesting the war. You've got a police campaigners up at Menwith Hill who have been threatened with ASBOs by the Ministry of Defence. When you look at it in that light, when you look at it in the light of the Fairford coach action, when the police hijacked protesters down at RAF Fairford, what you can see is protest is becoming more and more difficult to do. So protest, which has actually got people the right to vote, that's how people got the right to vote, is through protest. We've got the right to vote through direct action. You know, that whole, you know, we're now being asked to cast our vote in an election, but the thing that actually got us to the point of vote is being eroded. You know, it's absolutely nuts.
Section 5 of the Public Order Act if I keep on swearing at them.
A lot of the people who've been working here hadn't been thinking about what they'd been doing before we'd come up here to demonstrate. Since we've been coming here, you see they put up the big green fence around them. Some people have said that they feel bad about it, some people have even resigned from their posts.
Music and hopefully just have a good time at the same time, because I believe that kind of you can't really do activism without making it fun and interesting for everyone involved. Otherwise, I think at the end of the day, a lot of people feel like they're banging their head against a brick wall and not really getting anywhere, so you need to find new and innovative ways of like keeping yourself entertained and obviously entertaining those around you, including the lovely police.
Winning, we have the most fun.
Go.